This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry, bringing to you the Short Talk Bulletin, published monthly by the Masonic Service Association of North America since 1923. Volume 97, number 1, from January of 2019. The Meaning of LIFE. Written by Brother Lawrence E. Bethune, Deputy Grand Master of the Grand Lodge of Massachusetts. Editor's Note: This short talk is from remarks Brother Bethune gave at the recent Feast of St. John the Evangelist celebration, the recording of which is here presented, with thanks to Brother Robert Huke and the Grand Lodge of Massachusetts.
My brothers, because of my brotherly love for all of you, I want to give you a special gift tonight. I want to reveal to you the answer to one of life's greatest secrets, the meaning of life. I had found the meaning of life, Masonic life, leadership, inspiration, fellowship, and education, LIFE, life. Through remembering this word life and the letters that make up the word, I can easily focus every day on the tools I need to help improve good men through Freemasonry. Let me start with the third letter of life, which is F, which is for fellowship. And I start with that letter because it's the most important tool in my bag. It's the very foundation of our beloved fraternity. Fellowship is the breeding ground for all of our glorious dreams, our ideas and advancements. Let us not underestimate the power of good fellowship. Good fellowship directly impacts our happiness and our effectiveness. Several studies show that groups of friends consistently outperform groups of acquaintances in both decision-making and achievement of their goals. When friends work together, they are more trusting and committed to one another's success. They rejoice in each other's prosperity, and as long as they don't hold back on constructive criticism and deal on the level with each other, they make better choices and get more done. Fellowship allows us to develop and practice trust and respect between and among each other. Trust and respect are the pillars of good human relationships. And good fellowships can be just plain good fun for the sake of having a good time. Now, the second letter of life is I, for inspiration. It's a beautiful word. The word inspire itself means to breathe life into, to fill someone with the urge or ability to do or feel something. As leaders, we need to inspire the good within good men, a good that is yearning to rise up and to flow out of each one of us. We must help good men find this internal spark, his genuine passion, his true fire. Let me tell you a short story that demonstrates this concept of intrinsic or internal motivation versus extrinsic or external motivation. There once was a man, an old man, who lived on a cul-de-sac by himself. And every day at 4 o'clock, he would settle down in his comfy chair by the window with a cup of tea or maybe a wee dram and his good book and read his book. It was very relaxing. It was his favorite part of the day. And one day when he was reading his book, 5 neighborhood teenage boys decided that the cul-de-sac would make a great skateboard park. And they brought their skateboards and what were then called boom boxes. And they were very rambunctious and it became very noisy. And this poor old man could not relax. He hated it. It was terrible. It destroyed his whole afternoon and destroyed his day. So the old man thought, and he thought, and he thought some more. Just how could he resolve this problem? And after a while, he went outside and he went down to confront the boys. He smiled, and he quietly told them that he really appreciated that they were there making all that noise. For a long time, he thought he'd been going deaf. And now he realized he could hear, and he could hear them, and he was not going deaf. It was a wonderful thing. He was so excited about this that he said, I'm going to give you each a dollar just to come out here and play with your skateboards and make noise. And every day you come back, I'll give you another dollar. They loved it. It was wonderful. It made them very happy, and they easily agreed they would come back every day and be noisy. After about a week, the man walked down and said, "This is great. I can hear it. It's wonderful." He says, "But I can't afford to pay you a dollar anymore. I'll give you 50 cents each." Well, they grumbled a little bit. They didn't quite like that. But they said, "Okay, well, we'll do it for 50 cents. He goes, "Okay, thank you, thank you." Goes back in his house and waits him out for another week of 50 cents apiece. And, of course, he comes out after the second week and says, "This is just so good. You don't know how happy I am. But I'm out of money. I can't pay you anything anymore. I'm asking if you would just come here every day just for the joy of coming here like you did in the first place, for free. Just come and make noise." And the boys were outraged, and they refused to do this for free, and they stormed out of there and said, "You'll never see us again." So it's a stretch of a story for this, but the lesson that I take from it is that we must continually search for our inspiration and hold on to it tightly. I know that you already understand this, and I'm not preaching. I'm just acknowledging what is inside of all of us. You've got to hold on to it tightly and don't let somebody else assign another value to it. And my brothers, what inspires you? I'm truly inspired, as I said, by being among all of you, men of honor, men of integrity, full of brotherly love. You are the reason that I wanted to be a member of this honorable society. We all know that one reason that bad men and weak lodges do not get better is that they have not found, or have lost the secret of their inner spark, that good that was inside them. And sadly, they're not willing or able or do not know how to help themselves refine that spark. As our Masonic lessons have taught us, though others may assist us, we cannot rise toward the perfect Ashlar unless we employ our own exertions. The grand architect helps those who helps themselves. The fourth letter of life is for education. I was fortunate enough to work for the New England Patriots for 18 years, where I learned a lot about the difference between instruction, training, and education. Instruction is when I show Brother Walter Hunt how to grip a football. Training is when Brother Hunt practices throwing that football over and over again in various situations to achieve many different desired outcomes until you become proficient at throwing that football. But education draws out that which is within you, your drive, your desire, innate knowledge, passion, persistence, talents, understanding, and the myriad of other secrets within all of you that can turn you into Tom Brady. The word education is a beautiful word. For those of you who know the root, it's from the Latin educare, which means to lead or draw out that which is within. The Italian astronomer Galileo said, "You cannot teach a man anything. You can only help him find it within himself." Actually, every lodge in our jurisdiction could morph into a lodge of inspirational education. But our ritual and our education needs to soar beyond instruction, beyond training. Our ritual is education, and it must inspire. What a beautiful thing it would be if instruction and ritual went hand in glove with fellowship, inspiration, and education. And lastly, the first letter of life is for leadership. Sitting in this room, all Masons crave fellowship. All Masons thirst for inspiration, and we all seek self-improvement through education. But we in this room have hopes and dreams beyond fellowship, inspiration, and education, for we have answered the call to be leaders of men. As Masonic leaders, we must teach good men our wonderful Masonic values. We must proclaim our principles as widely as men will hear them. I believe that one of the best ways to do this, as my father, who was a career Navy officer, taught me, is leadership through example. We must live and demonstrate our Masonic values every day and through every interaction with others. I simply wanted to reflect for a moment on our duty and the magical power we have in this room and the magical power that the men possess who are in this room to help good men become better men. Brethren, we have the power to lead this Grand Lodge to rise to become the Grand Lodge of inspiration and education. You are the leaders who realize that what makes Freemasonry different than other fraternal orders, Freemasonry is special because of our love and our respect and honor for true inspirational education dedicated to bringing out the best in ourselves and our fellow Masons. What a glorious vision I have before me. Men of honor, men of integrity, men full of brotherly love and affection for each other. How fortunate I am to be among such men who are my brothers and my friends to life.
This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry. And this has been the Short Talk Bulletin podcast, brought to you by the Masonic Service Association of North America for the purpose of supporting the worthy goals of disaster relief campaigns, hospital visitation, and the spread of Masonic information and knowledge. If you agree with supporting these worthy goals, please donate. And thank you.